Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for the day is witness. In the Christian realm, there are four marks of a witness. A witness must have a firsthand experience of Christ. A witness must be able to express themselves verbally. A witness will have confidence in the power of God, and a witness will have compassion upon others. A firsthand experience of Christ goes beyond knowing who Christ was and is. It's more intimate and personal. It's not someone's opinion. It requires a familiarity that deals with facts. It is something that involves faith and certainty. God the Father says to all who believe, "You are my witnesses," declares the Lord, "and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me." Isaiah 43, verse 10. The same can be said for Christ. If you believe this to be true, then you are a witness because Christ is working within you. A witness is also bold in spreading what they know to be true. Jesus worked faith in his disciples and told them to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28, 19. Witnesses have come to know the greatest of stories and the most important of promises, much too great and important to keep to themselves. A true witness proclaims the truth when given opportunity. If you have a story to tell because of all that God has done for you in your life and you are willing to share it, then you are a witness. A true witness has confidence in the power of whom they are witnesses of. As witnesses of the power of Christ in the world, we live our lives in the supreme understanding that there is nothing in heaven or earth that can separate us from his love for us. Witnesses know that through Christ we can overcome all obstacles because nothing is greater, no power is purer, no force is mighty enough to overcome what Christ has done for us. Through him we have overcome even sin and death. If you are confident in the power of God because you have experienced the power of God through faith, then you are a witness. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. Finally, a witness of Christ becomes the hands, feet, and mouthpiece of Christ. A witness boldly proclaims the gospel because they have seen it at work, not just in words, but in deeds. A witness to the truth lives that truth by carrying on the work of Christ in the world with compassion and grace. A witness takes on the characteristics of Christ with empathy for the poor and the sick and the disenfranchised. They embody the love of Christ as they deal with their fellow man. They stand for the truth and advocate for the suffering. They are bold to do what must be done to bring the world to peace. From Matthew 5, verse 16, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." If you have a heart of faith that longs to carry on Christ's work to make the world a better place by your actions, then you are a witness. If you long to be able to call yourself a true witness, then you must allow yourself to come to the knowledge of the truth by way of the Holy Spirit through the Word. The first disciples walked with the Word and spent their remaining lives as witnesses to his glory. The same Holy Spirit who guided them guides us today. Jesus told his disciples in Acts 1, verse 8, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Be bold in your witness. Share what you have come to know is truth. Reveal your story of how Christ has made himself known to you. He's looking for witnesses to tell his story. He's looking for you to lay down your life so that you may come to know him better, that you may be his witnesses within a world that is broken. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for making yourself known to us through your Holy Spirit. Help us to be witnesses of your grace, love, and mercy. Give us courage to share the good news of salvation and give us the opportunity to be your servants. Amen.